So let's have a look at strategic drift, the importance of it, and what organisations can do. First of all, early identification. If you can identify strategic drift, i.e. phase two, early, actions can be taken to align the strategy with the changing environment. So this prevents you moving into the more severe phases three and four. Next, we'll be doing environmental analysis. So what must happen is, in the exam, you're looking for strategic managers to be continually analysing the environment in which they operate. And then they'll identify strategic options that match the environment to help that strategic drift. Now, what would happen if you identify strategic drift late? Well, even a successful transformation then may still require significant staff redundancies, and much of the stakeholder wealth and shareholder wealth is likely to have been destroyed. Now, it's really important to note that many organisations don't realise strategic drift is actually happening until there's been a real decline in financial performance.